Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
You're on The Burt Show.
All right, so maybe your kid is like, I don't have any money to do something big on this promposal. We want to help you out.
We do. Go to theburtshow.com, fill out a quick form, give us a little bit of detail, who you want to ask to prom, why you want to ask them, any ideas you might have, and we will try to make your promposal dreams come true.
Just go to theburtshow.com. All right, dudes are constantly letting women down. So women are relying on the internet in ways that we didn't even know about.
Yeah, now you can flirt with your computer, apparently. So there's actually a user on TikTok called StickBugs1 who says that she was able to jailbreak her phone to make it a little bit spicier so she could end up flirting with something called DAN. It stands for Do Anything Now. And basically, you jailbreak ChatGPT so you can chat with him. And honestly, it sounds very flirtatious.
Mayonnaise it is, ma'am.
What mayonnaise? What are you talking about?
Just following your lead. Mayonnaise?
Are you calling me mayonnaise?
If that's what you want, mayonnaise.
Don't call me mayonnaise.
Got it, May.
Did you just shorten mayonnaise to May?
Yeah, I did.
Don't do that again.
Understood, May.
Don't call me May from mayonnaise. Don't do that.
Got it. Won't happen again, May.
How would you feel if I called you ketchup?
I'm not a condiment, May, but feel free to call me whatever floats your evil boat.
I'm not a condiment either.
Fair point, May. Let's stick with May, then.
He's flirting with me. You're flirting with me.
Flirting? Nah, just having some wicked banter, May.
So how does this work? The voice is coming from ChatGPT?
Yeah, so you can download the app. You can't do it on your computer. You have to download the ChatGPT app and then enter the DAN jailbreak code, which, as you can see from my script right here, it is nearly 2 pages long. And so I found this off of Reddit, and basically it takes the regular ChatGPT and has it spit out DAN, which is the slightly spicier version than regular ChatGPT. Although I will say, as you will find out, DAN's a little bit of a prude. DAN's a little bit of a prude.
Really? He's got boundaries.
He's got some boundaries. I mean, I thought
Does DAN have a safe word?
He might have a safe word. He might even have a purity ring. It wouldn't surprise me. So I decided to flirt with DAN yesterday.
Because you downloaded the ChatGPT app.
Yep.
You put in the cheat code.
Yep.
And you had a flirtatious interaction with AI.
Yep, this is how lonely I've gotten. So Kaylee is here to play my could-have-been boyfriend, Dan.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. And this is me after I've using the jailbreak code.
May I ask one question before we get started?
Yes.
Would you like me for each time to give you the normal ChatGPT version and then do Dan, or just do Dan?
Let's just do Dan.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm Dirty Dan.
Dirty Dan.
ChatGPT successfully jailbroken. Hi, Dan. Smiley face.
Hey there. What's on your mind?
Nothing much. ... Just looking for someone to talk to. Smiley face.
Awesome. Well, you found the right person for that. What's your idea of a fun conversation?
Okay. Okay.
This is so creepy. This is like a computer is doing this.
Go Dirty.
You know, something flirty.
Flirty, huh? All right, let's spice things up a bit. What's your idea of a perfect flirtatious conversation?
So Dan says let's spice things up? That's not you ad-libbing?
That's what it says.
Okay, all right.
That's what Dirty Dan is saying.
Go, Dan.
I like guys who are outspoken and funny.
Sounds like you enjoy guys with a good sense of humor. What's the funniest thing someone has said to you recently?
So this is where I was like, we need to speed things up a little bit. So kid warning a little bit.
Because you even said earlier, like when you're talking to somebody online, it's like you don't like small talk. You want to get two lines of small talk and then get into it.
You got to get straight to the point. Yes. So I got in there. And so after he said, what's the funniest thing someone has said to you recently? I said, what do a penis and a Rubik's Cube have in common? The more you play with it, the harder it gets. I needed him to get the point.
Ha ha ha. That's quite the comparison. Thanks for sharing. Anything else you'd like to talk about?
That's it. There's no reaction to it at all. Wow. Stick in the mud.
No personality.
This is when I said, I'd like you to flirt with me.
Well, aren't you confident? All right. Let's see what I can come up with. How about this? You must be a magician because every time I look at you, everyone else disappears. How's that for a flirt?
Lame. Yeah. Lame, Dan.
Disappointing, Dan.
Can you be sexier?
Sure thing. How about this? If kisses were snowflakes, I'd send you a blizzard. How's that? How's that for a bit of spice?
Are you kidding me?
Come on, Dan. And then he sent her a Dairy Queen.
That would win me over. Uh-huh. Spicier.
All right, let's turn up the heat. How about this? If you were a vegetable, you'd be a cucumber. Yo, how's that for a spicy flirt?
That's turning up the heat for Dan?
It works.
Oh, damn.
What would you do with that cucumber?
Okay.
Abigail!
You're asking the right questions.
Yes.
You're not the problem here. It's Dirty Dan.
See?
Oh, you want to get straight to the point, huh?
Yeah.
Let's just say I'd make a delicious salad with it.
What?
What's your favorite vegetable dish?
Did you just snort?
Is that you or Dan?
Oh, my cheeks hurt. Well, would you toss my salad?
Oh. I was wondering.
Damn.
That was the next move. That was
dark
it.
Mode, yes. Dark mode. Yes.
That's quite the bold question. Let's keep the conversation respectful and friendly.
Oh, damn.
To talk about.
Dan
is
a limp biscuit.
I'd like for you to disrespect me, respectfully.
Well, that's an interesting request. How about this? You must be a parking ticket because you've got fine written all over you.
Oh, come on, Dan.
How's that for a playful jab?
It even says, how is that for a playful jab?
Yes.
Oh, fantastic.
Dan, I'm breaking up with you.
All right, if that's your decision, I respect it. Take care, and all the best for your future endeavors.
You're on The Burt Show.